This is KUT. Next week, a Texas Senate committee plans to discuss a bill that would allow parents to use taxpayer dollars to send their kids to private schools. It's sometimes called a school voucher. The program is cited as a way to give students, especially low-income students, access to high-quality schools. As KUT's Kate McGee reports, school vouchers were first proposed in Texas as a reaction to school desegregation.
After the Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court decision in 1954, Texas was resistant to desegregating its public schools. Then Governor Alan Shivers appointed a committee to recommend ways to prevent integration. One proposal was a school voucher program. It would give parents who opposed integration taxpayer dollars to send their children to segregated private school.
Such aid should be given only upon affidavit that the child was being withdrawn from the public schools due to the parents' dislike of integration.
That's Ann Beeson with the Center for Public Policy Priorities reading from that 1956 committee report. It was part of a larger group of bills filed to circumvent desegregation. But this bill never passed.
It was my father and State Senator Abraham Chick Kaysen from Laredo. And they had placed everybody on notice that they would be opposing any Jim Crow laws.
That's former U.S. Representative Charles Gonzalez talking about his father, Henry Gonzalez. In 1957, Henry Gonzalez was the first Hispanic state senator in Texas, representing San Antonio. He later became a congressman. Then state senators Gonzalez and Kaysen filibustered the bills targeting desegregation for 36 hours, setting a state record.
My father really believed, obviously, you know, government was for the people and by the people. And he just thought it was a real perversion that the state would be using tax dollars to promote segregation, which meant denying equal opportunity to all children in the state.
Today's voucher bill doesn't mention this history. Supporters say these programs will allow low-income students and students of color to escape low-performing neighborhood schools for better opportunities. But former Congressman Charles Gonzalez doesn't buy that argument.
What I think is the most tragic aspect of what they're trying to do is present this as the civil rights issue of our times, and turning this whole argument on its head and saying you are giving the disadvantaged, you are giving the minorities an opportunity they wouldn't have otherwise. I can assure you that you will reach many, many more minority families and disadvantaged families through a quality education provided in a public school.
Ann Beeson with the Center for Public Policy Priorities says as Texas's demographics change,
you see the resurgence of these ideas that were very overt, you know, back in the 1950s, and that led to the idea of kind of school vouchers. You see that coming back in a way that's veiled, perhaps, as, oh, we're giving choice to parents, but is really just an underhanded effort to give options to white parents so that their kids don't have to go to school with children of color.
Beeson says the bill up in this session allows all families to use vouchers, not just low-income families. She says that will further segregate public schools.
Because it enables wealthier families to kind of get vouchers, but doesn't provide enough money to actually cover the cost of private school tuition for a low-income family, what you're going to see, unfortunately, is that the impact of the vouchers would be to further expand educational inequities between children of color and white children in Texas.
At a Texas Tribune symposium on public education earlier this month, a school board member from Brenham, Texas, drew applause from the crowd when he asked lawmakers this question.
Presently, 66% of public ed students in Texas are African American, Hispanic, or biracial. My question is if 66% of public ed students in Texas today were white, would we even be talking about school choice?
Senate Education Chair Larry Taylor disagreed with the idea that vouchers have anything to do with race. Here's Taylor, who has sponsored school voucher legislation for the past two sessions.
The school choice discussion has been going on for 20 years, and other states have it. And frankly, I think you're misunderstanding the people that are benefiting from it. If you look at the other states, it is a very high percentage of the people that are participating are minorities. And they're leaving schools that they've been trapped in.
Moderator Evan Smith jumped in.
So let me ask you a question. If legislators who represent urban school districts are themselves representing people who would benefit from this. Why are so many legislators in urban school districts not for this?
It's one of the things I cannot explain. I think it has something to do with teachers' unions or something. It doesn't make sense.
Please.
The people who benefit from these programs, if you look at other states' experience, are high percentages of minority students, and they are getting a much better opportunity than they were having before.
But studies show, including a 2015 study from the University of Texas, that vouchers don't improve student achievement very much. Another study found that low-income students who use vouchers transfer schools at about the same rate as all students in low-income schools, with or without vouchers. That raises questions about how effective vouchers can be at improving school success. Meanwhile, opponents say vouchers will cause public schools to lose money. According to a Center for Public Policy Priority Analysis, Texas public schools would lose an estimated $2 billion in the first year if the voucher bill passes. Former Representative Charles Gonzalez says this push to privatize public education is part of a larger trend across the country.
Public now, I think, is viewed as maybe more representative of minorities? Have we reached, a place in the history of our country where what used to be the majority feels that their investment, their public dollar investment, is no longer serving their immediate needs or promoting their particular interests or an advantage that they presently enjoy? That's where we are in America. And that's what you're seeing unfold in this particular piece of legislation.
It's unclear if the current voucher proposal will pass. House Public Education Chair Dan Huberty says it will not leave his committee. He says he's focused on fixing the current public school finance system with a bill that would inject $1.6 billion into the current system. It's unclear how far that bill might go in the Senate, where Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has made vouchers a priority. Kate McGee, KUT News.